For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Water baptismal services. Those who have been truly born again and are living lives free from sin are eligible for the ordinance of water baptism. New converts should be baptized in water as soon as possible after their conversion. In the Apostolic Faith Organization, we generally hold water baptismal services toward the close of each of our annual camp meetings. However, it is a good practice for pastors to arrange for water baptismal services in their local church when there are new converts, as not everyone will be able to be present at the camp meeting. If the local church does not have a baptistry, pastors may be able to arrange to use another church's facility for that purpose. In some countries, it may not be possible to make provisions for indoor water baptismal services. In these cases, the water baptismal service can be conducted at any suitable body of clean water. Fresh water is preferable to salt water for many reasons, but when fresh water is not available, ocean beaches may be used. If the baptismal service is to take place outdoors, tents or dressing rooms to accommodate the candidates should be arranged at the scene of the service. It is preferable for candidates who desire to be baptized to indicate their intention prior to the baptismal service. At camp meeting baptismal services, candidates register ahead of the time at the campground office. When baptismals take place in local churches, the pastor should be aware of those who desire to be baptized, to be sure they are eligible and that they understand the meaning of this ordinance. Some may question whether young children should be baptized. We do not baptize infants. Individuals must have a definite experience of salvation in order to be eligible for water baptism. If a child is old enough to repent and believe into salvation, we would not deny them the privilege of being water baptized, for Scripture does not indicate an age requirement for baptism. We would, of course, want to be sure that the parents are aware of the child's desire to be baptized and be in agreement with that step being taken. A water baptismal service in the apostolic faith usually begins with a musical prelude. After congregational singing and prayer, a vocal solo or ensemble precedes a short message in which the minister addresses the individuals awaiting baptism. Typically, this message will emphasize to these new converts the fact that the step they are taking is a command of Scripture and is an outward symbol of the inward work which has been accomplished in their lives through justification. If the candidates are unfamiliar with the actual baptismal procedure, the minister may briefly explain how they will be baptized. Following the message, baptismal candidates form a line near the baptistry or body of water where the baptizing will take place. Typically, children are baptized first, followed by the women, and finally the men. The beauty and sacredness of this time is enhanced by vocal or instrumental music rendered softly during the baptizing. If there are a number of individuals to be baptized, it is advisable for two ministers to officiate together, one on each side of the candidate. The minister or ministers will enter the water ahead of the baptismal candidates. Then the candidates will approach the ministers one by one. If hundreds are being baptized, several pairs of ministers officiate simultaneously as space allows. If two ministers are baptizing, they will stand facing each other. When the candidate enters the water, the minister should guide him into a position between the two of them. The ministers will lock hands behind the candidate's upper back, and the candidate will fold both arms across his chest. The ministers will then place their other hands on top of the individual's forearms where the arms intersect. Even if only one minister is baptizing, the same position is used. After asking the full name of the individual, the minister repeats the biblical baptismal formula aloud for the benefit of all who are witnessing the baptism. Brother or sister, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. This same formula is repeated for each candidate. Then, with a gentle downward pressure, the candidate is immersed once, face upward in the water. If the person does not go completely under the water, the immersion should be repeated immediately before the candidate steps out of the water. We keep a record of those baptized in the Apostolic Faith Organization. This is necessary for several reasons, among them being that a baptismal document giving the birth date and full name of an individual is often accepted as legal proof of identity. Pastors may obtain a supply of these cards from the headquarters. In the United States, a copy of the baptismal registration card should be sent to the headquarters in Portland, Oregon, following the baptismal service, and the original retained in the branch church files. In countries outside of the United States, the duplicate copy should be sent to the district headquarters. Counsel for ministers. If baptismal robes are available for baptismal candidates, they help promote modesty when the candidates come up out of the water. If robes are not available, candidates may be baptized in their normal attire, but it may be helpful to advise them not to wear sheer or lightweight clothing. Some candidates will want to hold their noses as they are placed under the water to avoid getting water into their nasal passages. This is allowed. It may be helpful to instruct the candidates ahead of time to bend their knees slightly just prior to being immersed, as this will make it easier for the ministers to make sure they go completely under the water.